Tonight, Philadelphia celebrates the 100th birthday of the Ben Franklin Parkway. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports after a century, the parkway is still in flux.
Building the parkway was long, expensive, and messy. It was a massive undertaking for the city that involved demolishing about 1,600 buildings, raising an entire section of the city, and then building it back as a classic European boulevard. 100 years ago today, the paving of that mile-long road was finally finished, but at the time, it almost passed unnoticed.
The paving was completed just on the eve of the armistice of World War I, so no one was paying attention to anything except the negotiations in Europe about the ending of World War I.
That is David Brownlee, author of Building the City Beautiful, about the development of Philadelphia. And indeed, in 1918, the Philadelphia Inquirer buried the story of the completion of the parkway on page 3. In the early 20th century, downtown Philadelphia was in trouble. It had been an industrial powerhouse, but by then industry was starting to pick up and leave for the outskirts of the city.
You know, we talk about living in a post-industrial society today. Well, Philadelphia was already planning about how that would work, planning to be a post-industrial city back in the first decade of the 20th century.
Then, as now, the city's vision was to transform from a manufacturing core to a downtown of commerce and culture. That is what the parkway was designed to accomplish, cut diagonally through the city's layout of rigid squares and deliver the heart of downtown to the wild expanse of Fairmount Park. This is stated explicitly in the 1902 parkway proposal, which curator Laura Stroffolino has put on display in the Free Library of Philadelphia.
It's talking about the beauty and about, you know, the people being able to use this parkway. People who can't afford to go to Fairmount Park will have the park come to them with this parkway.
It took a long time to build the parkway, almost 40 years, to realize that original vision of a landscape boulevard lined with cultural institutions. Well, tonight, Philadelphia celebrates the last 100 years of the parkway with a street festival. And at the same time, the city's trying to figure out how to change the parkway to suit the way we use it now. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.